A highly critical report released today into council-controlled organisations in Auckland paints a picture of dysfunction, confusion and detachment from the main council. A panel led by lawyer Miriam Dean QC spent 6 months reviewing the city's five CCOs, an exercise promised by Mayor Phil Goff during his 2019 re-election campaign. The report recommends a merger of the events organisations and says CCOs need to stop acting so much like businesses and remember who funds them, Aucklanders. Matthew Tunison reports.
The review found that public confidence and trust in the council and its five CCOs is low, and it's time things were sorted out. The panel made 64 recommendations to address a lack of clear strategic direction provided by the council and for the CCOs to strike a better balance between their sometimes competing commercial and public interests. Here's panel chairperson Miriam Dean QC.
The public feel that too much heed is paid to this notion that CCOs are commercial entities. In truth, they're not, because at heart they're community-owned assets.
The review calls for a merger between Auckland Tourism Events and Economic Development, or ATED, and Regional Facilities Auckland. Organisations, Miriam Dean says, operate in many of the same and sometimes overlapping areas.
A particular prompt for us was again listening to the public of Auckland, because one of the things that riles the public is duplication, and by merging ATED and RFA, that would eliminate a great deal of duplication that exists currently in the event space.
Another thing that gets stuck in the public's craw is the high six-figure salaries paid to top CCO executives, such as Watercare's chief executive pay packet of between $770,000 and $780,000 a year. The panel recommended that the council sets expectations about what CCO bosses should earn. Auckland's stadiums were also scrutinised, with the review panel finding they should be consolidated under joint management.
The stadium strategy has now been in gestation for some 8 years, and yet there are some looming decisions to be made about investment in our stadiums. We put it very clearly and directly in our report on behalf of Aucklanders, we do not need, nor can we afford, for stadiums.
Mayor Phil Goff recognises the council needs to improve its communication with the CCOs.
I think there is a gap in the high-level plans that council runs, like such as the Auckland plan, and then the practical plans and management strategies that we have. There is a gap in the middle there, and it is about the strategic direction to the CCOs.
Mr. Goff called the merger idea compelling, but didn't go as far as endorsing it.
The review panel makes quite a strong case for what the benefits of that might be. They also reflect on what the risks of that might be. I would imagine that council would need to make a decision quite promptly on whether this is the right way to go, because at the moment we will have two organisations that are in limbo, waiting to find out what their future might be.
Former chairman of Auckland Transport, Lester Levy, says he didn't experience a lack of communication with the council in his 7 years, and he found the relationship challenging rather than dysfunctional.
I guess my answer to all of this is it's all quite paradoxical. You know, everyone is always working to improve, but it is a complex structure.
The council's governing body will consider the review's recommendations before any changes are made. In Auckland for Checkpoint, Matthew Tunison.